Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thanks for listening to Sports Sunday On Demand, a Service Patriots podcast on Odyssey and 1080 The Fan.
Service Patriots is your home comfort solution for all of your heating and air conditioning needs. Check out the latest special offers for our listeners at servicepatriots.com/the fan.
Football Sunday with Rashad and Joe. Brought to you by Grillworks Supply Company on Portland's sports leader, 1080 The Fan.
Dark side of me. Love remains.
If Kiss by a Rose doesn't get you ready for NFL Week 18 action,
I don't know.
Yeah.
You know?
I want to run through that wall right now for my Dallas Cowboys, okay?
Which is, you know, if there is someone that listens to this before a game, like, that person's a maniac. Like, this is what you listen to before you go and try to knock someone's
head
off?
They just
got
an image of Dak in his locker just looking down, just with the beats on, just focused, lockhand. What are you listening to, Dak? Kiss by Rose.
Yeah. Truly, madly, deeply.
Get the F out of my face!
God, I've always said that, like, 90s R&B, it's great workout music because, you know, as you're working out through your set, it takes about like 4 or 5 minutes, right? You do your first rep, take a break for 30 seconds, a minute. By the time you get to that last set, you know, whether it be curls or leg press or something like that, you got to just get that motivation. And by the end of that song, that dude is screaming out for love.
That's the way it goes,
like,
man.
Crying his heart out. And then you're just like, dude, I feel that.
Push it out. Push it out.
And you get that last set and you're like, sweet. All right, next song by Genuine.
Yeah, I listen to, seriously, Pony.
Genuine.
Siri, play Pony.
No, Pony's, you need that build up. Pony is like, bwah, 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 bwah.
I can lift to that.
You can. I guess you can. Just wear compression shorts, I guess. Or is that next? Too close?
That's definitely too close. That means I don't need a spot, bro. We're good. We're good. Thank you, though.
Get away from me. Get away from me, please. Oh, God. So a lot of meaningless football, but there are some matchups today that definitely do matter when it comes to who gets the division, who gets the final playoff spots. Two divisions that are still up for grabs. I think actually three, technically. You've got NFC East, Cowboys, Eagles fighting for that spot. Cowboys win, they get it. Eagles lose, Cowboys get it. So right now, Cowboys in the driver's seat to get the NFC East. They're playing the Commanders. Granted, it could be a very soupy, ugly match out there in Maryland if you saw what was happening in, was it, was that Baltimore? Were they playing Pittsburgh yesterday? I can't remember. It was disgusting.
Yeah, it was the Ravens.
It was
Tyler Huntley-led Ravens.
Yes,
it was
in Baltimore.
Fantastic.
It was an absolute disgusting, messy monsoon out there. So that very well could be the case at a poopy FedEx Field. Hopefully the sewage pipes hold during that. Wasn't that a few years ago at FedEx Field when like a pipe burst and it was just water falling off of one of the balconies?
Sewage water,
yes.
Most likely.
Hot. Very hot.
Hot sewage water. I hope it was cold.
Yeah, I mean,
if it were hot, would have been The whole stadium would have been experiencing something.
Left hand up, who are we? Go Commanders. Eagles-Giants is the other game. Again, the Eagles have to win, but they also have to pray for a Cowboys loss, which I'm sure 99% of the nation is praying for because nobody likes the Cowboys but Cowboys fans. So, but I digress. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to play the victim role here. We also have the NFC South up for grabs, too. The mighty NFC South, the most competitive division in all of football, right? When all those teams are jam-logged together, the Bucs, the Saints, and the Falcons, that means that's a competitive division. That's really good, right?
Is that what it means?
That's what I always said when the NFC East was down.
Yeah.
When everybody was saying the NFC East, I'm like, what are you talking about? That just means it's super competitive and it's, you know, there's
they
no...
They cannibalize each other, right?
Yeah, exactly.
The Pac-12. Yeah, no. I don't think that's really the case with them in the NFC South right now. But, hey... I mean, a win's a win.
Yeah, I guess. Like, I saw...
But does a win right now help you if you're a bottom feeder in the NFC South? Like, I mean, your draft position can still move, you know, based on where you finish and everything. Like,
Yeah, I mean, if I'm the Falcons, I'm losing that game. I want the better draft position. And that's the thing, too, is I've already seen some Cowboy Twitter accounts... Like, guys, we might want the 5 seed because then if we get the wild card, yeah, it's an away game, but we're going to play like the Saints or the Falcons or the Bucks. And I was like, you're an idiot. I want the Cowboys to be at home regardless of the situation. I want the 2 seed. But yeah, imagine that if the Cowboys lose and Eagles win and they have the 5th seed and then they have to go to Atlanta to play like Desmond Ridder. The fact that Atlanta still has a chance, I mean, they basically need to win against the Saints, and then they need the Bucs to lose today. So, I mean, they're one of those teams on the outside that they need a lot to happen for them. But just imagine that. Like, this is one of those cases where it's like, did we need to expand the playoffs?
No, we didn't. However, it so far it's made for good football. You know, that extra game. You know, we said this about the NBA's, what's the play-in tournament. Initially, it was like, we don't really need that. But now
we
like...
We probably still don't.
We probably still don't. However, it makes for some pretty compelling basketball, you know, at the end of the season. So I think, though, that game is... We've been pleasantly surprised at how competitive it's been.
We also have the AFC East for grabs. And this is a winner-take-all. Miami Dolphins versus Buffalo Bills. That is the Sunday night football matchup at 5:20. Tonight between Papa Joe's, Miami Dolphins.
Sorry,
and the
I didn't
Buffalo
do this
Bills.
Like 4 minutes ago.
Oh, dude, we got like, the bells.
I know. We're
all good now.
We got some betting stuff to do too. But like, we could just play this like the whole,
just
like,
all day.
The whole show.
Yeah,
Week 18.
So the Steelers, they won yesterday, which was disgusting. But they indeed win.
The Fighting Mason Rudolphs. That dude. I hate that he's a third-string quarterback. I hate that he's got such a cushy life because he looks like a D-bag, and he's a terrible quarterback at that. Not like you need to be a good quarterback to be a third-string in the NFL, but still. Like, just what a lucky... Thank God they got Mike Tomlin because they don't got a quarterback.
Well, it's hilarious. I just keep remembering the moment when Myles Garrett swung the helmet at him and almost killed him
three,
4 years ago. On
and accused him of calling him the N-word, didn't he?
Yeah.
I don't know if he did.
I think it happened.
You think it happened?
Myles Garrett doesn't seem that like crazy to me, you know, to do some stuff. So that's one of those things that will trigger somebody to do something crazy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk, crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
We got lip readers out there, though. I don't think anybody came out and said, oh, I saw him do it.
Did someone break down the Zapruder film of Mason Rudolph possibly saying the N-word?
The John right? Boy Media breakdown did not ever come out on that one, so.
Gosh, these little trumpets. I would like to learn. Yeah, there you go. Like to learn trumpet just for this aspect alone. Like, can you play any other songs? Like, nope, just this.
What if 1080 the Fan staff all just learned different instruments and managed to band together?
Started a band.
Right? Just these songs. These songs alone.
All right, we are going to play the Fox NFL theme music now. So the Steelers, they won. They can still clinch a playoff berth if they get a Buffalo loss. Or a Jacksonville loss today. Jacksonville, the only way that they can make the playoffs is by winning today. The Houston Texans, they clinched at least a wild card
spot.
Shout
out to the Texans, man.
Hey, man, give them props for sure. D'Amico Ryans, C.J. Stroud, and the Stroud boys getting a big dub yesterday.
Yeah, Singletary was a yard short, though, on my $120 win, so damn him.
So the Jacksonville Jaguars, they have to win today in order to get into the playoffs. That is their scenario for them.
Trevor Lawrence is playing, by the way. Saw that he is a few minutes ago. ESPN front page said that he is active.
And, you know, rightfully so. Like, Jacksonville, they'll win and clinch the AFC title with a win, but that's the only way they can get in. After how their season has gone in this second half, like, that's pretty justifying right there. Like, they have S'd the bed week after week and have barely scraped by. So, yeah, if they're not winning this game, winning the division, then rightfully so, you should not be in the playoffs because they've basically shown they're not a playoff team. They're not a real contender down the stretch.
I just don't think anyone in that AFC South is a contender.
Well, like, the Texans, I'm not going to say they're a contender. It's been a great year for them. But I said this to you, like, weeks ago when it was like, you know, Panthers fans are pissed they didn't take C.J. Stroud. It's like, all right, well, it is, you know, a rookie year. So maybe let's hold out on Bryce Young a little bit longer. But also, like, do we really think the Texans are winning a Super Bowl this year?
No, I don't think either one of the South divisions have a team. Every other division has at least a team that you're like, I could see them winning the Super Bowl, but there isn't one team in either one of the South divisions you're like, yeah, I'd definitely see New Orleans walking away with this year. Like, no, probably not.
So Bills, Dolphins, we talked about that. Miami will clinch the AFC East title with a win or a tie. I love these scenarios, having to sift through them because of all the ties that could happen in Week 18.
There will be a tie today. No,
you're calling
guys
a tie.
I am, absolutely. Well, there's always, you saw it in one of the CFP games, the Alabama matchup with Michigan. Oh, my goodness. It was chaos. And I, in the postgame show, it's like there's going to be like a safety. There wasn't a safety, but there sure as heck was like a special teams touchdown and a bunch of other weird crap. It always happens in these games. It always does.
That reminds me, though, of that Chargers-Raiders game, that season finale a couple years ago, when it was basically like, if the Raiders and Chargers tie, then they both get in. And it was like down to the end of the game where it was like the Raiders, like, they could just kneel this out
and they were gonna
call it, and then they ended up kicking the field goal anyway, or vice versa. I can't remember.
No, it was because Brandon Staley, they were down under a minute, and Rich Bisaccia said, you know what, we were going to let the clock roll off because they were tied with the Chargers. Brandon Staley called an effing timeout. That's what changed their mind and said, the hell are you doing over there on Vegas' sidelines? So they're like, okay, screw you. We're going to win this game. We don't care about you. We care about us.
Yeah.
And I believe that let the Steelers in instead of the Chargers. God.
Oh, man.
So, yes, let's root for a tie today. I don't know which game, but I think that would just create ultimate chaos because then everybody's trying to figure out how the hell the scenario works out in that case.
Yeah, I think the tie should come between Cowboys and...
Stop.
What?
Stop.
What?
Don't.
I mean, how important of a game is it today for Dallas? Like, I mean,
well, big, because if they win the division, but they're playing the GD Commanders. Have you not watched them?
I have.
Sam Howell has thrown 19 interceptions this year. He's probably good for two terrible picks today.
What's the term they use in football? Any given Sunday. Yeah, okay. Like, just imagine Sam Howell wins today, plays spoiler to the Cowboys, and then they make a movie about him. And, you know, seriously, a Disney movie in about 15 years.
They would make a movie. They would just relish in that aspect of
it's called
the Cowboys.
Victory.
Yeah. Man, I'll sit here and be honest with you. If Cowboys lose this game, I got nothing to stand on at this point. Like,
I mean,
everything I've been preaching about this season, about them blowing bad teams out, Dak having an MVP-like season, like, all that goes out the window.
Well, all that's still true, though. Like, I mean, Dak has had an MVP-like season. He won't win it, but he has had, this is probably his best season he's had, you know, as a starting quarterback. So, yeah, I think there's still a lot for Dallas to be, you know, upbeat about. But yeah, you definitely need this game today, because if you don't get it, Detroit moves into that second spot, right? Like, if Detroit has to win as well. But I don't think Detroit has to win, do they? It says, like,
Detroit's already in.
Detroit, I mean, they've clinched the playoff spot.
Their division, yeah.
So, but they can't get, like, the 2 seed or anything like that.
Yeah, so when wins tiebreaker over Detroit based on head-to-head.
Yeah. All know how that went last week. Unfortunately. Yeah. Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Pretty good game.
They play at Carolina. Tampa Bay clinches the NFC South title with a win or a tie and a New Orleans loss or tie. The Bucs can clinch a playoff berth if they get a tie, Seattle loss, plus a Green Bay loss. Right now, Green Bay has the best path to a wild card. They've got like 6 different scenarios, but the most important scenario of all is you win, you're in, you're going to the playoffs.
There's nothing more clear-cut than that. All you got to do is go out there and get a W. And hold on. First, I want to make sure that, and I know you don't want to do this, but, man, Tampa Bay, 8-8 on the season.
Like, dude, I was so wrong about that.
Like, who knew?
That's not me.
Who knew that Baker Mayfield would take his team to the playoffs? You know,
he was showing it early in the season, and I was like, oh, bud, I might be wrong about this Tampa team. Mike Evans has had a fantastic year. Yeah, good for the Bucs. One of my best friends is a Bucs fan, and I know he's relishing in this. So hopefully they can finish it off and win the division.
And then one more. Man, the Green Bay Packers, sans Aaron Rodgers, have an opportunity to get into the playoffs. How much of an FU would that be to Mr. Ayahuasca himself if they go to the playoffs the first season without Aaron Rodgers and he, you know, missed the season after like the 4th play?
It would be nice.
That's what you call poetic justice, right?
Bitching about that. Yeah.
And then the Seattle Seahawks, who will be right here on 1080 The Fan at 1:25. Pre-game show starts right after us at 11 a.m. Their scenario against the Arizona Cardinals, they win plus a Green Bay loss, and they are in the playoffs. So they are big Justin Fields fans today.
Oh, absolutely. You have to be. You have to be. You're hoping he looks like he's in college today and he goes crazy, and so you can find your way into the playoffs.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.